And we return. It is today's Topical Currents. 32 minutes past 1 o'clock. Joseph Cooper, along with Bonnie Berman. And Bonnie, we have some special guests with us today.
We do.
We have
do
our mutual old friend, Mitchell Kaplan, of course, the owner and operator of Books and Books, and also the co-founder of the Miami Book Fair International. But the first time we had a booth there that first year, Mitch, it was called Books by the Bay.
Well, we're going to get to that. But first, we want to introduce our other guest, Alina Intedion. Is that correct?
Yes.
And Alina Intedion is the executive director of Miami-Dade College's Cultural Affairs. And we want to thank you for joining us.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Indeed.
So we're going to look back, but we're also going to look ahead at the upcoming fair, which starts November 17th. But Mitchell, tell us about Books by the Bay and happy birthday.
Thank you. As you know, this is our 30th Miami Book Fair. It's hard to believe, Joe, because when I first met you, you were 12. And that's when we started this whole thing.
It was like
you were
three blocks on Northeast 2nd Avenue, I think.
Well, it was always at the college. The college, Books by the Bay, was sponsored by Miami-Dade College from the beginning. And it was a two-day affair back then, and we've now grown into...
it's immense.
Alina will talk a little bit about it, but the fair itself is now a full week. But the programming that happens, that emanates from the center, is all year round, actually, now. So from this little kernel grew this wonderful... wonderful tree.
And when you say center, you're talking about the Florida Center for the Literary Arts,
right?
At Miami-Dade College.
Exactly.
And is this, excuse me, now an arm? Is the Book Fair, Miami Book Fair International, an arm of the center?
Correct. Well, okay. the Book Fair operates as a 501c3, but it operates under the umbrella of the center itself. Alina can talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, tell us about that, Alina.
And that was, it evolved because of the fact that we were doing programming throughout the year as well, not only the event in November. And so 11 years ago, we formalized our offerings under the Center for Literature and Theater, and that is the correct name now. We changed names recently. And we embraced, of course, the event. Miami Book Fair International is our most visible and largest and our pride and joy. But we do workshops throughout the year, writers' conferences, reading campaigns for adults and for children. So the center is very, very active in everything literary.
And how long have you been involved with the Miami Book Fair?
I joined the Book Fair in 1989 when it was still a smaller event than what it is now.
So Alina was the executive director for many years, and she really ushered it into its golden age of where we are
and
now.
And you chair the board of directors now.
Yes, yes. Which, you know, my role has always been from the beginning a lot of the programming side of things.
And what was Dr. Padron's role?
Dr. Padron's role was one of the co-founders. Right. Dr. Padron's role is one of the great roles. I mean, I've always seen this as Dr. Padron and Miami-Dade College's gift to the community, actually. I mean, this could not really we would not be seeing our 30th year if it were not for Dr. Padron and the incredible commitment of Miami-Dade College.
We have many authors on the program, and they're always dying to get to the book fair. Because it's the number one event in the country.
Well, we have 400 authors coming this year, at least.
So how does that work? The book fair starts November 17th. It runs through the 24th.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And when do the authors start coming? Right from the beginning, or?
Well, what happens is we started instituting, I guess it was, I don't remember how many years ago, but we started this Evenings With series. So leading up to the weekend where the street fair starts on Friday, each evening we have a major significant author. Now we have two, mostly each evening, and sometimes three. And so from Sunday through Thursday night, at night, we have one or two or three authors each night, but the lion's share of all the authors are coming on the weekend.
Okay, so Friday, that'll be the Friday, Saturday.
We have how many rooms is it this year, Alina?
It's 16 rooms with consecutive sessions.
Yeah, going all day long. All through the day. You know, we start at 9 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, and we end, I think, 6 o'clock on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you, and what is the theme of this year's book fair? I know you have a theme every year.
Well, we don't really have a theme, but what we've been doing is we've been highlighting countries over the last number of years.
And this year we have Spain as our country of our featured country. We're very excited about that. We have a number of authors and artists joining us from that country. We have the honor and pleasure to have the Prince and Princess join us for the inauguration on November 17th. So we're very, very proud of that. And there will be activities, literary activities going on during the week with a culmination of back-to-back activities in the pavilion and throughout the fair on the weekend as well.
Alina, who are the main evening with features?
Oh, that's going to be hard to choose, I'm sure, but go ahead.
Well, you mean for the Spanish program or in general?
Well, for both, yeah.
Well, it's a strong program. It's very hard to like highlight some of them. But we have Pat Conroy and mm-hmm. his wife, Cassandra, presenting on an evening. We have Sherman Alexie, who I love, and Wally Lamb. And we have Angelica Houston on Friday night. And, of course, we open the fair with Dan Brown. So that's on the English part. On the Spanish part, we have Cervantes Prize winner Jorge Edwards, as well as other prize-winning authors throughout the week. And something we are trying, which is having authors in conversation with each other mm-hmm. about specific themes. That is a very popular trend.
And, of course, all this information is on the website.
It's on the website.
Miami Book Fair International.
MiamiBookFair.com is our website.
And what did you want to add?
Also a Facebook page. Well, you know, the whole idea of the fair from the beginning is that, you know, we recognize the diversity that is Miami. And, you know, the meme that we all live with, the sort of subtext that we all live with, everyone who's involved with the fair, is that there should be something for everyone. And I think when you look at the programming, I think over the 30 years, that's what we've been able to do. And when you look at the book fair, I think there's probably no public festival like what we have that really incorporates every single aspect of this community and really honors the diversity the way that we do.
And all ages.
And all ages, all nationalities, all cultural groups, all languages. We have things in Creole, things in Spanish, things in Portuguese, things in English. So while we're starting with Dan Brown, we also have Terry McMillan. We have Congressman John Lewis, who's coming for one of the evening events. Then, you know, because of film and a relationship to film, we've got Angelica Houston with her autobiography coming as well.
And I see you're having a special screening of The Book Thief.
We are. That's happening.
Preview, that is really cool.
That's happening Saturday.
That's happening the day before the fair starts.
Oh, okay.
That's happening on the 16th, this Saturday, and it'll be at the Regal Theater. And also, the author will be there as well, and so will one of the stars. And so we've had things for kids. The thing has grown. In the old days, when I would come and speak with you guys, I could probably go over the entire festival in the hour, but it's impossible to do that now because we have an entire really well-respected graphic novels section, for instance.
I have a great memory from one of the fairs years back is that I was honored to introduce Studs Terkel, the late Studs Terkel,
yes.
Of course, the author and radio host. And I went to the reception area where the authors and the introducers meet there at the college, mm-hmm. and I sat with Studs Terkel, and I wanted to talk to him a little bit about how I would introduce him, and he wound up interviewing me. He was talking about my childhood and all
those
kind
did.
Of things. He was just a great.
And he was
last year I introduced Bob Edwards.
Oh, that's right. And he was probably close to 90 years old when he was
doing
that.
Right.
He was remarkable.
If you want to speak to Mitchell Kaplan or Alina Intarian, you can call us about the book fair. If you have a memory or you have a question about this year's fair, 1-800-743-9576. 1-800-743-9576. And again, our email is down today, so we can't
Mitchell,
take
tell us some behind the scenes stories. some of the odder things that have happened, or both of you actually.
Well, you know, it's
it must be a very stressful time for you.
It's stressful, but it's really
it's very rewarding.
I mean, you know, on a Friday, for instance, when we're busing in all the kids, to stand out there at noon and see literally thousands and thousands of kids browsing the booths, hearing authors speak. I mean, one of our missions is to create the next generation of readers as well.
And writers.
And writers perhaps too. We have writing seminars that happen as well. But, you know, authors are tend to be very colorful characters, many of them. And we've had some pretty colorful authors throughout the years.
I was going to ask you, like, who was the first one that made an impact on you going back?
The very first year we had James Baldwin. I mean, you know, I mean, we had him come to the very first Miami Book Fair. There's, you know, we've been very fortunate in the sense that we've spanned these 30 years to probably present just about every major latter part of the 20th century and early part of the 21st century authors who have come. There are very few who haven't come. I mean, there are a number of them who haven't, and we've unfortunately lost the ability to have them come since they're no longer alive. But when we go through and look at those early book fair guides, and we see Joseph Heller and Jerzy Kosinski and Isaac Singer and Allen Ginsberg and Mario Vargas Llosa and Carlos Fuentes, you know, Maya Angelou when she was, you know, very, you know, not as well known as she is now, or Toni Morrison. I remember when we put we put Pat Conroy and Anne Rice together because we weren't sure
they got an
audience. We weren't sure they were going to grab a big enough crowd.
Oh my! And she had written Interview with a Vampire.
Well, that was the year Interview with a Vampire was coming out, and so was Prince of Tides.
So and you were afraid they wouldn't get enough audience.
And the books had just come out, and they were getting a gigantic, you know. The audience happened. I remember, you know, when we underestimated audiences, the very first time Dave was at the very first book fair, Dave Barry, and he wasn't living in Miami at the time. He was living outside of Miami, but he was writing his column. And, you know, I didn't quite realize his popularity until we mentioned Dave Barry is appearing in room 2106 at 2 o'clock, and the entire fair tried to get into that room, and you knew that Dave's popularity was what it was. At the very first fair, we had first or second fair, we had
you're thinking of Leo Buscaglia.
Well, I was thinking of that later on, but I was thinking of Bart Simpson, Matt Groening. It was before he did The Simpsons. He did a series called Love in Hell. And I remember him and his wife standing out there trying to sell their postcards, you know, or trying to rustle up an audience for Martha Stewart.
I remember that.
For her very first book. So
how many years ago was that, Martha
that
Stewart?
That was 30 years ago.
At the very beginning.
That was
one of the first couple of years.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it was a time which, it was a time to really begin to see the birth of Miami as a literary community. And that's
which
so
a lot of people
were
surprised
well.
To hear.
Oh,
you've been fighting that for decades.
For decades, when we would first ask for authors to come, the publisher would say, "Well, we have this new non-prescription drug book out, and I'm sure that author would love to come."
Or you know, a book on retirement, yeah. Something like that.
Right.
We're speaking with Mitchell Kaplan. He's the co-founder and chairman of the board of the Miami Book Fair International, as well as Alina Intarian. She's the executive director of Miami-Dade College's Cultural Affairs. On Topical Currents, we're going to take a short break. We'll come back and take some of your calls, and we have lots of them, so stay with us. And welcome back to today's Topical Currents. We're kind of celebrating the 30th anniversary of the Miami Book Fair International with Alina Intarian. She is the executive director of the Miami-Dade College Cultural Affairs and past executive director of many book fairs, as well as the co-founder of the Miami Book Fair International and now chairman of the board, Mitchell Kaplan. So give us, we were just talking about how to get tickets for these events.
For the big events.
So tell us the logistics, the process.
Well, what you do is you go to miamibookfair.com, and that walks you through the whole process as to how to get tickets. And the only ticketed events really are the evening with events.
But they're free.
Well, no, the evening events have a cost to them. Right. But on the weekend in Chapman, which is the largest room, there are free tickets that you have to get for that. And we do that in order to know how many people are coming, so there's sort of a crowd control issue to that.
Right.
And that you can just walk yourself through online. And if you have any problem whatsoever, you can call the Book Fair office to ask for help, which is...
Okay, which is what?
305-237-3258.
And of course, that number is on the website.
Yeah, it's on the website as well.
Let's take a call or two. This is Melissa in Miami. Hi there.
Hi. My question is for Mr. Kaplan, really. I was just curious what challenges you face putting on a book fair in a town like Miami, where I look at author events at your bookstore, and I see that someone like a Real Housewife of New Jersey can pull in a bigger audience than, say, someone like George Packer, who, you know, obviously... is a much more accomplished, you know, respected writer. So I was just wondering how you sort of, you know, how you pick the authors and how you sort of find a fine line between people that are very popular and not necessarily, you know, the greatest writers, very well-respected people.
Well, I don't know that I agree with your premise completely, because although possibly the Housewife of New Jersey drew more than George Packer, one of our biggest authors of the year was Khaled Husseini, who wrote The Kite Runner. So Miami has an extremely sophisticated reading community. So it's really not that difficult. If we get people of note, whether they're really, really good or whether they're really popular and good within the popular genre, we will find an audience for them. I mean, our goal has always been in programming to get the best that we can get, whether it's the best commercial novelist or whether it's the best literary novelist. We are always looking for the best. We don't just want to sort of bring in bodies just because they've written a book. So we are looking for people of note, authors of note, authors who have a following, but also we want you to explore and meet new authors. We have a lot of young authors that no one has ever heard about. So one of the things we do, and one of the challenges that we have, is in our groupings, and we call them groupings, we often group well-known authors with not-so-well-known authors so that the audiences overlap and can meet one another. But I do want to say that a city like Miami is, I know it's going to be hard for some people to believe, but it's the readership here is as sophisticated as anywhere else, and I believe that. I know what people buy. I know what people read from
my
bookstores.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
So I can see that on an everyday basis.
Let's go to Tammy in Pembroke Pines. Hi, Tammy.
Good afternoon, and congratulations to the organizers of the book fair on A Job Well Done. It really says something that it's been 30 years. But I just wanted to let you know that my 7-year-old son has been asking, when are we going to the book fair, for the last few months now.
I guess he's in school now?
Yes, he's in school right now.
Otherwise, you could put him on.
He is so excited. I mean, you would think he's asking about going to Disney World or some fair, but I just want to let you know that, too. When you talk about your goal of developing younger readers, you have managed to come up with a mix that is just incredibly exciting for our entire family. And as I said, I get to hear about pretty much year-round because we can't wait until the next one.
Alina, did you want to say something?
Thank you. Thank you for those comments. We're thrilled. That's really the reason why, that's what drives us to put on the event year after year. Kids like your son. Actually, we have such an increased program for students on Thursday morning and Friday morning this year. We're offering many more sessions than we usually do, so we expect thousands of kids from schools to visit us. And then equally strong is the program on the weekend, on Saturday and Sunday. So I hope you are making plans to bring him and spend the day and enjoy every single session and everything else that we need that we offer. And if I can just add, the vision of Dr. Eduardo Padron when he and Mitchell started the book fair was to really offer something for everyone. So the book fair is more than authors and browsing of books.
Well, I would be in big, big trouble on Thursday if I didn't mention the culinary side.
There you
Bonnie go. And I made a mousse with Linda Gassenheimer at the book fair, and Linda's there every year and has a lot of guests that go.
Yes, and it's a strong component. We have authors, chef authors demonstrating on Saturday and Sunday in the school's MC wine theater, and we have panel discussions with them as well. So that component, which we call the kitchen, is very strong. But we also have performance stages, and we have theater for children, as well as storytelling and authors in the children's area. So it's a very wide programming, very diverse, that does reflect the community that we serve.
Right, I forgot to mention, you know, at the weekend there's a street festival. So there's 300 booths, you know, showing books. And this year, it's really gratifying that we're going to welcome back a number of large publishers that are coming, people like Hachette and Grove Atlantic, as well as the ones that have been with us for years, like McSweeney's and Akashic, University Presses of Florida. And often they'll come and they'll offer books at a discount or not. And
especially late on Sunday.
Exactly. I'm just wondering, Mitchell, with the advent of e-books and all that, I know it's changed the book industry, but has it changed the book fair at all?
Well, we've acknowledged the fact that people are reading electronically. So this year we have Kobo, the Kobo Reader. They're going to be coming. They're taking booths. They're going to show people how you can get a Kobo app, how you can download things. And so we've acknowledged the ebook. We also have a panel about ebooks.
Okay.
So, but, you know, studies have shown that if you read ebooks, you probably also read physical books. So there is that something for everyone thing again. So we have ebooks, but we also have the physical book as well.
I can't imagine. I'm going to ask you this. I can't imagine that I don't know the answer, but would you ever get an e-reader?
Me personally?
Yes.
I do not own an e-reader.
I didn't think so.
But I have read online, but I do not have
it. It's very handy on traveling.
Yeah, it could be.
Well, we know all the good reasons for it, but I still like a good old-fashioned book with a smell and holding it and...
Yeah, I'm with you.
I know. I just want to go too. Over because we're going to have these things posted on our WLRN website and on our Facebook page, that the website is miamibookfair.com.
Yes.
And the telephone number is 305-237-3258.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send that to Paul Leary because he posts all that, and we'll have links to that on our website.
And
do we have another call?
No, we don't really.
Okay.
Are you planning next year's, I suppose?
Oh, Joe, let us get through this.
Yeah, let him get through this.
We're about a month away from planning next year's.
I just want to know how many people attend this 7-day thing, roughly. I know it's probably impossible to...
About 200,000 individuals are touched by our book fair.
And right. The other thing I wanted to
also
know...
Also, a good way to go is by Metro Rail.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. The Metro Rail goes right there, right?
It goes right there.
Yes.
And, you know, people now have been taking their bicycles to the book fair. It goes by Metro Rail. It's on the weekend. It's a good time to use alternative transportation to get there.
Well, we've been speaking with Mitchell Kaplan. He is the chairman of the board of the Miami Book Fair International and, of course, one of its co-founders, along with executive director of Miami-Dade College's Cultural Affairs, Alina Interian. We want to thank you and wish you the best with the 30th International Book Fair.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.